If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Whatever the year brings, JCPenney's back-to-school sale will help you get the whole family ready. Find awesome select Arizona styles for juniors, guys, and kids at 30 to 50% off. And select exertion activewear for up to 50% off is a steal. Plus, save an extra 25% with this week's coupon. Or show your stripes in select Adidas apparel at 25% off. On the go, use contact-free curbside pickup. Score A-plus deals for the whole family at JCPenney. Offer now valid. Adidas excluded from coupon. Other exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that the equivalent of a garbage truck's worth of plastic is dumped in the ocean every minute? 17.6 billion pounds every year. Seabirds are dying after mistakenly eating it. I'm actor Sam Waterston, and I don't want to pollute our oceans every time I buy my groceries, go out to eat, or purchase a beverage. You deserve a plastic-free choice. Join the campaign. Go to oceana.org/plastics today.
Wendy's famous 4-for-4 is heating up with a new spicy crispy chicken sandwich. The Queen of Spice is delivering that spicy chicken you love with lettuce and mayo between two deliciously soft buns. And yes, in classic 4-for-4 fashion, you can get all that spicy goodness with spicy or crispy nuggets, fries, and a drink to cool off, all for just $4. Is it getting hot in here? Or did Wendy's just deliver the hottest deal in fast food? We got you.
Offer includes 4-piece nuggets, junior fry, and value drink. Price and participation may vary.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Charles Peanut Tillman.
I know a ton of law enforcement officers, a ton, not a few, I know a ton, that do their job and they do it the right way. And a lot of them are federal, a lot of them are local, some of them are state. They do their job the right way. And I'm not saying that all police and that, no, I'm not, that is not what I'm saying. I'm just saying the ones that I've had a chance to be around and I know, they do their job the right way. And I'm very grateful for that. I'm grateful for them and for what they do and for them risking their necks, keeping me safe at night. I'm very grateful for them and for what they have done.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com on radio.com sports station. Bulls news. Jim Boylan has been fired as Bulls head coach. Keep it here for all the details of this huge story for Bulls fans on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Live from the Hyundai Studios. We are WSER and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station.
Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
What did you think of what happened with Cleveland after they left here? I was surprised to see players at this point in the season take risks that were unnecessary and dangerous.
I believe that it's monumentally stupid, and it's not a question of just putting your team at risk. It's a question of putting the baseball season at risk. Because when you leave and deviate from COVID protocol, you risk the entire Cleveland Indians team doing exactly what the Cardinals are doing. I don't think we can have one more COVID outbreak to a team that looks like they're playoff bound and still have a baseball season this year. So it's one thing, Plesac did something that was entirely out of line, but one of the other things that was horrible about it was when they had a team meeting the next day, Clevinger did not admit that he was right there with him.
Make me a bicycle, clown!
The Cardinals have been reinstated. They will play against the White Sox in a doubleheader tomorrow. No game tonight, and then they're gonna play the Cubs next week as long as everything stays cool. So we will talk about that with Lynn Casper coming up in a little bit. There is breaking news, and that breaking news is brought to you by Dell Technologies Small Business Podference podcast series, available now on radio.com. And that news is that the Bulls have parted ways with head coach Jim Boylan. And I know that Groats and Big Ant were talking a lot about it. They had Goff on, which was outstanding radio. We hope to do some good radio today, too. So we're going to start out with Cody Westerlin, our Bulls beat reporter for 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. He joins me now on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford has 500 new and used vehicles for you to choose from. You can go check them out in Melrose Park or just go to alpamonteford.com. Cody, thanks for joining me. Whether it's what you heard from Arturis Karnišovas or the reporting that you've been able to do, what was the reason why we saw the Bulls move away from Jim Boylan as their head coach?
Well, I think everything we'd seen on the basketball court, Lawrence, was all the evidence we needed to see why Arturis Karnišovas and Mark Eversley, the new Bulls regime, were going to move away from him. But I think as it pertains today, why they moved away from him at this time was that Karnišovas said that today is technically the last day of the NBA regular season, the final few seeding games wrapping up. He kind of viewed this as an endpoint for the Bulls, and he felt like over the last 4 months or so, he'd put plenty of time into learning about Jim Boylan and understanding his basketball philosophies. And he reiterated two or three times in his conference call on Zoom with reporters earlier today that this was strictly a basketball decision. And he kept going back to that when asked about some of the extracurricular stuff about how Boylan rubbed people the wrong way, whether it was players or other personnel and Bulls staff members in the organization, which you knew he did rub people the wrong way. I don't think he needed to know that to get rid of Boylan. I think all the evidence was there from a basketball perspective. But I don't think Boylan's philosophy was ever going to mesh with what Karnišovas and Eversley want to see. If you looked at those Nuggets teams that AK worked for before, they passed the ball so well. Their style of play was so different from what we see from the Bulls now. And they're a players first organization, these guys, and they backed it up today by firing Jim Boylan. And I don't think there was any way that Jim Boylan was ever going to be able to come back and the Bulls be able to credibly say they're a players first organization. So many factors into it, but those are, of course, the main ones.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you thought that there was any chance at all that Boylan could evolve into someone that they would want in the 4 months between them taking over and the season ending.
No, he could have evolved as a basketball coach, X's and O's wise. I think you saw that a few times over his tenure with the Bulls, how he evolved from a strategical standpoint. I mean, one of the best things he did was kind of put together one of the best defenses in the NBA. I think back in Fred Hoiberg's second year when the Bulls actually made the playoffs, Boylan was kind of the defensive coordinator for that team. And they weren't aggressive back then when they had Jimmy Butler and Robin Lopez. You look at this last season, the Bulls were 10th or 12th kind in the league in defensive efficiency by blitzing teams. So you'd seen him evolve strategically. I don't think there's any chance personally how he related to players, that he was ever going to be able to evolve. And I think that's a massive reason in this. And because I guess that would be more evidence to it, was a little bit more than a basketball decision, unless you consider, obviously, how your coach, his interpersonal skills mesh with players. I don't know if that's strictly basketball or that's a little bit more personality-wise. But, no, he wasn't going to evolve. We'd seen his mindset. We'd seen the pushback he gave reporters when challenged about stuff. We saw him have run-ins with players in the same way he did when he started his tenure on his seventh day on the job, having a mutiny or near mutiny. And we saw some of the same things when Zach LaVine would get mad at him, or Daniel Gafford would say something, or Denzel Valentine was worked up for the whole season about his role. All these things kept reoccurring. So I don't think there was any way Jim Boylan, the coach and the person, was going to change about how he approached the job. And that's another factor, obviously.
Cody Westerlund, who covers the Bulls for us here at The Score, joining me on 670thescore.com. You have a piece about, you know, some of the greatest hits of Jim Boylan's short career as Bulls head coach. When you went back through the timeline of things that have happened under his watch, what was something that stood out to you in this group of whether we want to call them missteps or him learning on the job?
Well, I think it's just how out of touch with reality he was from a basketball perspective. And I had a couple people mention in that piece, the one thing I probably missed, and I should go back in and add it, for example, and I believe Darnell Mayberry of The Athletic coaxed this quote and storyline out of Boylan, was like the time he said the Bulls wanted to average 35 assists per game, which would not just be a franchise record and lead the NBA this year, but would be like an all-time NBA record in history. He never seemed to be based in reality with what he was saying and doing, and I think all the bizarre moments point that out on many occasions, whether it was overambitious goals, whether it was quotes that just had nothing to do with basketball and in really no way, shape, or form motivated his team and caused them to just raise their eyebrows or roll their eyes. So I think when you track through his history, obviously, like, it's going to be his tenure leaves an indelible image on the Bulls just because of how consistent it was in just bizarre chaos every single day. I mean, again, it only took 6 or 7 days on the job for pure mayhem to start, and it pretty much lasted throughout the whole organization. Now, you can't have a mutiny headline every day, but players were just as put off by him late in his tenure in the final games as they were at the beginning. It just wasn't a headline every day because it became the new normal, you know? So he just never connected with the player. He didn't evolve with the NBA. This isn't a player empowerment era. We've seen that, talked about that dozens of times here, and I don't think he evolved well enough in that, and that's why he's probably going to go back to being an assistant coach, where I don't know, but it won't be in Chicago, and the Bulls are certainly going to have a player's first coach, as that's something, one of the traits Karnišovas identified strictly in his interview today.
Cody, if there are names that you think make sense, feel free to drop them, but I'm just curious what type of coach the Bulls are going to look for to replace Jim Boylan.
Well, Karnišovas cited two things, players first and player development. So that speaks to not a championship coach, someone you plug in. And I don't use Tom Thibodeau here by any stretch of the imagination by saying tying him to the Bulls or anything. But a lot of people would say something along the Thibodeau narrative, like you hire a guy like him when you're ready to win a championship, which the Knicks just did in the complete wrong way, obviously. That's another story. But I don't see a veteran coach getting plugged in who is hesitant to work with young players. So I really do think it could be a first-time coach that the Bulls will go after, someone who's proved on the player development level to have good work in past years. Obviously, candidates that are emerging already are Wes Unseld Jr. of the Nuggets, who Karnišovas will be plenty familiar with. He's done good work with their player development program. A lot of young guys came up through there. The front office identified good talent, but it's a big endeavor to get those guys to keep improving year to year, and they really haven't put the Nuggets in a good position. So I think Unseld's the name on that list that's been reported by multiple people. Ime Udoka has been reported by multiple people as well. And I think Joe Calley has sometimes reported him months back, actually. So I think he'd be a good fit for the Bulls to sit down and interview with. And Adrian Griffin was another hot name. Obviously, former Bulls assistant, was well-respected here when he worked under Thibodeau in Chicago, and his situation just got a lot more complicated yesterday when his ex-wife accused him of domestic abuse. And Griffin denied those allegations, but certainly That's something that needs to be investigated. That's something that people need to take their time and get a good background and understanding of what went on. So I don't think he's obviously, it's not rocket science to point out that he's not as great of a candidate today as he was yesterday, probably just when it comes in the timeline of like the next month. If the Bulls want to make a hire by mid-September, say, for example, it sounds like workouts, voluntary workouts or mandated workouts of some form are going to be happening in individual markets in September. That's a really ugly situation for Griffin that could take time to get sorted out, even if everything comes out and he was wrongly accused. And obviously he's not a candidate if any of that has proof whatsoever. So I think there's a lot of factors in play here. Darvin Ham's another name, a Bucks assistant, and Kenny Atkinson, the former Nets coach, are two other guys that Woj reported on ESPN are probably going to have a role in this job. So all those guys have player development backgrounds. Atkinson's the one there who has had a head coaching job. But I see the Bulls. I think you could get a lot of momentum behind a lead assistant here with a player development background who you can help mold to into what you want as the head coach, who kind of has a blank slate. I think that's appealing from the perspective if you're the Bulls. So that's kind of the way I would hedge right now.
Cody, excellent work as always. Make sure that you check out 670thescore.com because Cody will be updating everything that goes on with the Bulls coaching search. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.
Yep. Have a good show.
That is Cody Westerlund. He covers the Bulls for us. The Bulls have moved on from Jim Boylan. That's one huge story that we're covering today. The other huge story, or one of the other huge stories that we're covering today, is that the Cubs are good. They've got the best record in the game right now. We're going to talk with Lynn Casper about that and the fact that the Cardinals series is back underway for both the White Sox and the Cubs. We will do that next here on The Score.
Breaking Bulls news. Jim Boylan has been fired as Bulls head coach. Keep it here for all the details of this huge story for Bulls fans on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Breaking news on The Score is powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oils made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil.
This is Andrew Bogish with a Radio.com Sports Minute. When the NBA first explained how we could get a play-in mini-series for the final playoff spot at Disney World, I thought it was just another lame attempt to get Zion and his Pelicans into the postseason. And maybe it was just that, but even though it didn't end up including New Orleans, the setup worked amazingly. Damian Lillard scored a bazillion points to keep his Blazers going. The Suns introduced themselves on the big stage by going 8-for-8 in the bubble, and it all came down to four teams fighting for the 8 and 9 spots yesterday. And now we get the drama of the Blazers and Grizzlies playing this weekend. Portland needs one win, Memphis 2, to play the Lakers in round 1 next week. And with all due respect to the Grizz, we should probably pull for Portland because Lillard against LeBron is a pretty good start to the postseason. I'm Andrew Bogish.
Whatever the year brings, JCPenney's back-to-school sale will help you get the whole family ready. Find awesome select Arizona styles for juniors, guys, and kids at 30 to 50% off. And select exertion activewear for up to 50% off is a steal. Plus, save an extra 25% with this week's coupon. Or show your stripes in select Adidas apparel at 25% off. On the go, use contact-free curbside pickup. Score A-plus deals for the whole family at JCPenney. Offer now valid. Adidas excluded from coupon. Other exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
If there was ever a place for everything, it has to be the Home Depot's Pack Store Save event. Now with exclusive HDX black and yellow tough totes in various sizes from as little as $4.98 each. Safely store everything from seasonal items to family keepsakes. At this price, these totes are well within reach. Go to homedepot.com/storage. All your storage solutions in one place. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Valid through September 7th while supplies last.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wendy's famous 4 for 4 is heating up with a new spicy crispy chicken sandwich. The Queen of Spice is delivering that spicy chicken you love with lettuce and mayo between two deliciously soft buns. And yes, in classic 4-for-4 fashion, you can get all that spicy goodness with spicy or crispy nuggets, fries, and a drink to cool off, all for just $4. Is it getting hot in here? Or did Wendy's just deliver the hottest deal in fast food? We got you.
Offer includes 4-piece nuggets, junior fry, and value drink. Price and participation may vary.
Radio.com has everything you need to stay informed and keep you entertained at home, at work, or on the go. Hear what's going on.